Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This article is going to blow up throughout the course of the day, and everybody's going to be talking about it because there's a lot of rumors and rumblings, especially here as it pertains to both the Mets and the Yankees. 888-808-1019.
Yeah, and along those lines, you know, whether it's maybe stealing Schwarber or the Alonso stuff or being open to trading Nimmo or going out and getting pitchers, maybe Devin Williams and Kyle Tucker and maybe trading Senga, there is a lot of meat on this bone. We'll get back to the calls. I don't know if there's a chance that this is like one of these you know, tricked up accounts, whatever. But I've heard enough about this where even if it isn't real, it's not out of bounds to ask the question. All right. Now, I don't remember there not being like these little barriers or these little partitions at the urinals at Citi Field. I don't remember. And I've been to Citi Field at least since it opened probably 20 times all these years, right? And I don't care. Like, I got to go to the bathroom. I don't care who's next to me. I don't care how much room I have. I don't care if there's 15 people behind me. I got to go. I unzip. I go. Are these partitions that big of a deal? Why is everybody complaining about this?
This sounds like a 3-hour queue. You should have saved this one for tomorrow.
I should have, but it's newsworthy, provided I didn't get bullsacked on this Twitter account.
Who's complaining about?
Everybody's complaining about this.
I have not heard.
Right?
Well, here's the deal, right? So they redid all the bathrooms at Citi Field, and they look all beautiful and whatnot. And basically,
when you're talking about recently, or
no? When they made Citi Field, they made these beautiful, gorgeous bathrooms.
There are no partitions,
right. And they basically look like you're going into like a cone that's upside down. That's how you go into the restroom. But there's no dividers, there's no spacers, there's no nothing. So it's like that to me is like step one. When you build the bathroom, you got to build the dividers.
Oh, so you want the divider?
Well, I mean, there's no reason not to.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm a divider person.
You don't get stage fright.
I don't get stage fright, but it's more just like if I got three. Listen,
I don't want anybody looking at my business.
It's not even that, dude.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. If you want one,
But
what's your issue?
It's not my issue. Yes, dude. Hold on. When you have a packed house and you got 20 stalls or urinals or whatever, and you got 20 dudes elbow to elbow, going in a restroom.
Splashing around.
What are we doing here?
Have you ever gone to, I forget if they have it at Fenway, but it's definitely at Wrigley.
This is the one I will draw the line. Now, I went. That's the worst.
It's like
the communal circus or circle.
Yeah, it's one just
like
big
that
bucket
much.
Of
that's
go, where, go yeah, do your thing.
Yeah, that's,
but it's basically
that's
the same thing.
Fun.
This is just like the next step up. This is just a much cleaner, fancier version of a trough when you have no partition.
That's what I'm looking for. No, I'm not saying that it's not cleaner, whether it's it pops a little more, nice little tile, but it seemed like a lot of people weren't about the germs. It was more about the lack of being able to do what they have to do with some privacy. And that just never bothered me. Like, I was at MetLife the other day, just go to the bathroom. I don't care if there's 150 people out the door. Who's next to me? I got to go.
Yeah, I need privacy myself. I'm more of a... Now, if you ask me, would I rather Steve Cohen spend How much do you think it would cost to put all those partitions up?
Nothing. You can reach into his pocket, get the lint, and pay for it with whatever else is in his pocket.
Would I rather the partitions be put up throughout the course of Citi Field or the Mets go out there and be big spenders in free agency? I'll deal with using the bathrooms the way that they are right now. I'd rather have the team be built better.
Okay. Now, I will tell you, though, the one time that I wish there was a partition, and I may have mentioned this a long time ago, was when I was in Vegas, and I'm at a urinal, and there's no barrier. And I kind of feel like, I don't know, somebody's clothes kind of like leaning over to me. So I look over and it's Rodman. And I got a look. And I felt
very... See, that's
very,
what I mean.
I felt very small. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, that was actually scarring.
BT and Sal, all the fan, 888. Yeah, much like this conversation now. BT and Sal, all the fan, 888-808-1019. We have the list of free agent stuff. We also have some Abdul Carter stuff to get to. But Brian in Manalapan wants to chime in, BT. Maybe he could help you out here. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, guys, I can't believe I'm actually calling about this topic. But I'm a PSL holder for the Giants. And MetLife Stadium does not have dividers in that billion-dollar monstrosity that's over there. And I think it's terrible, especially when you have kids going to the bathroom. There needs to be a divider up at those urinals, especially when you're spending that kind of money to go to the bathroom there. I'd love to challenge Giants and Jets management to go to the bathroom during halftime or during the game to see what it's like for them.
Yeah, well, I just don't like... I'm sorry, go ahead there.
I was going to say the kids is a different element. That I would agree with, you know. But, okay, all right.
Well, don't kids go in the stall?
No, I mean, Colt goes to the urinal.
All right, but those
sometimes they have the bigger ones, smaller ones.
Now
you know.
I just don't understand where this is coming from. I have not seen this is on social media right
I've
now.
I've seen this for years. Oh yeah, and by the way, Citi Field's not the only one where you've heard a common complaint about.
So
this.
Is this coming from your experience at MetLife recently? I'm curious why.
No, because I've heard about it for a couple of years. I saw an article where I thought the Mets committed to putting barriers up.
Oh,
admittedly, I may have been ball sacked. I thought it was interesting to throw out there for 3-4 minutes.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem you don't want to do the bit.
No, I mean, I
think Hop is willing to do the bit. Come on, Sal, lean in. Jeez.
I think we did do the bit. I just think the timing of the bit is odd, is what
well,
I meant.
Well, no, we're talking about the Mets.
There was something yesterday. Someone was trolling around, like David Stern's like Twitter account, but he doesn't have one. But basically being like, hey, guys, don't worry about it. It took care of all your needs. We've installed the barrier.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at now. He goes, them Met fans, we appreciate the passion. You spoke. We listened. Urinal dividers will be installed across the ballpark for the 2026 season. We hope Citi Field is a better experience for everybody.
So that's where it came from.
Yeah, of course.
That's not legit?
No, that's not legit.
No, it's a fake account.
That's all I was asking. What the hell made you come up with this
now? Where did I pull it out? I didn't pull it out of left field, and I know that that's one of those fictitious accounts or whatever, but Met fans have complained about that. And by the way, Yankee fans, too. MetLife. The guy just called up. He wants dividers.
We've definitely had this conversation before because it has been an issue. The first time I walked into the bathroom at Citi Field, beautiful blue and orange floor and the different design that they have in there, and then I'm like, wait a second. Where are the dividers here? This is a problem. I don't want to be... They have it at the Garden as well. Although, no, Garden actually might have dividers now that I think about it, but it is certainly...
Garden has dividers, trust me. I'm very versed in this recently, especially when I take my kid around, too, because, again, like the kid.
A little different with the kids. I do admit that.
And we had an issue. Hoff had an issue last night with his kid. We go into Raw. The guy's taking us to our seats. We're walking through, like, the suites.
Barely walked in.
We barely get in. Beautiful section of the suites. And I'm like, oh, man, this is great. I've never even seen this area. His son gets a bloody nose.
And he does get that comment.
Yeah. He's like, I'm sorry, guys. So then the guy who was taking the source, he had to take other people. Then I had to wait. We had to wait for, he had to go, you know, clean
Anthony
up. No, that's what he was saying. He was saying sorry. Everybody understood.
Oh,
but it was just,
man. How long did it take for Ant to recover?
About 5 minutes. It wasn't bad.
5 minutes. Did Cam Scadaboo pop him? I mean, he gets it that frequently, huh?
It was cold out. Maybe
he gets that. Yeah, you were
telling me
that.
He was playing basketball for an hour. We left right from there to go down to the city. So maybe the weather. I don't know.
And then... I don't know how it happened. I'm going to blame Hoff. I think somehow a piece of gum got loose. I ended up sitting on gum.
Oh, yeah.
It was awful, dude.
Did you get it off your pants?
No. How do you get gum off your pants?
His left side was just a line of blue gum.
No. Like when you stood up, did it like stretch like the accordion
where you get like a spider web of gum? What the hell is this? And I go to feel it. I'm like, oh, no.
And then you got
to
touch the gum.
Yeah. Ugh. I did. It was a mess. I touched the best that I could.
You guys are a mess. Bloody nose, gum on your ass.
All right,
where the hell were you?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.